He stops, rummages in his pouch, and produces a rather tragic-looking rectangle of scuffed black plastic, about the size of a video cassette. It has one of those stick-on keypads that somehow actually work, something Case knows from the cable boxes in the sort of motel where guests might be expected to try to steal them. That's a computer?
1K of RAM.
One? They've come out into a street called Westburn Grove now, with a sprinkling of trendy retail, and she can see a crowd down at the intersection with Portobello. What do you do with them?
It's complicated.
How many do you have?
Many.
Why do you like them?
Of historical importance to personal computing, he says seriously, and to United Kingdom. Why there are so many programmers here.
Why is that? But he excuses himself, stepping into a narrow laneway where a battered van is being unloaded. Some quick exchange with a large woman in a turquoise raincoat, and he is back, tucking two more of the things into his pouch. Walking on, he explains to her that Sinclair, the British inventor, had a way of getting things right, but also exactly wrong. Foreseeing the market for affordable personal computers, Sinclair decided that what people would want to do with them was to learn programming. The ZX81, marketed in the United States as the Timex 1000, cost less than the equivalent of $100, but required the user to key in programs, tapping away on that little motel keyboard sticker. This had resulted both in the short market life of the product and, in Wojtek's opinion, 20 years on, in the relative preponderance of skilled programmers in the United Kingdom. They had had their heads turned by these little boxes, he believes, and by the need to program them.
Like hackers in Bulgaria, he adds obscurely.
But if Timex sold it in the United States, she asks him, why didn't we get the programmers?
You have programmers, but America's different. America wanted Nintendo. Nintendo gives you no programmers. Also, on launch of product in America, RAM expansion unit did not ship for 3 months. People buy a computer, take it home, discover it does almost nothing. A disaster.
Case is pretty certain that England wanted Nintendo too and got it, and probably shouldn't be looking too eagerly forward to another bumper crop of programmers, if Wojtek's theory holds true. I need coffee, she says.